Thank you so much to Happy Mammoth for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves.
I don't know about you guys, but every time I'm PMSing, I feel beyond off. Like, something is not right when I'm PMSing. And ever since I started Hormone Harmony, I swear it has changed my life.
Like, I'm not even kidding you. Before I experienced Hormone Harmony, I was getting the most insane cravings, bloating, feeling super off randomly, and even sometimes not getting good quality sleep. And y'all know how important sleep is to me. Like, it is my number one thing. So I wanted to take the reins on my health, specifically my hormone health. And that's why I started taking Hormone Harmony.
Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. There are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony.
If you don't know what Hormone Harmony is, let me just tell you. It supports hormonal balance and regulation, supports cortisol, estrogen, improves sleep quality, reduces occasional bloating and gas. It even can relieve mood swings. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it.
For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MOVES at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code MOVES, M-O-V-E-S, code MOVES for 15% off today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey guys, welcome back to Making Moves. I'm here today with two of my besties, Tristan and Patricia.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
And I am just thrilled to be here.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited to have y'all because, like, I just know we're going to be good friends. Really good friends.
We already are, but we need to hang out more.
Yes.
And you know that we do.
Yeah.
But you've been teasing us for like literally weeks. Like, we're going to go on the podcast.
Tristan was like, I'm texting her.
And I was like, I'm texting her. We're doing it.
Give me your little elevator pitch, Tristan. Patricia, if for some reason people don't know who you are,
do you want to go first?
Tell me where you're from, what you do, what you're all about.
Sure, I'll go first.
Okay.
Sure. My name is
You have the best podcasting voice, Patricia. You need a podcast.
I think so too, Tristan.
I mean, that's great. If anyone watching, look directly in the camera. Hello, this is Tristan. This is our official application. Thank you so much.
Y'all should start one.
Oh, yeah.
What are you waiting for?
Well, I mean, I guess this is our first one together.
So we got to see.
Yeah.
I just felt like you would be a dynamic duo, like, together to have on. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's like, why I was both, like, come like, on, really do you have it? Yeah. And, like, we're both really hilarious. Funny.
Really good looking. Right. Really humble.
Humble yeah. is the most, like, top tier thing for us.
Wait, are you thinking about starting one?
Well, we've thought about it for the past 2 years.
Yeah. We, like, go on and off of, like, what we want to talk about.
But then Tristan says sometimes he wants to do it by himself.
But then I don't, like, I have enough faith in myself to just do it alone.
Which
and, like,
you could, but I think we could do it better together.
Right.
Or you could do the kind of thing where it's, like, she's your sidekick.
Right.
Or he's my sidekick.
Or he's your sidekick.
Yeah. We'll see.
Or we could be each other's sidekick. Actually, you would be great co-hosts.
Okay. Fine.
Okay, like, well, period. We gotta come up with a name.
Literally sign us up. And we are gonna need to use this studio for completely free.
Yeah.
We could just change up those monitors as well. Just with our logo.
Over here, our little... I am dead. We'll put your faces right in each boob. Yeah.
But we'll keep you in the middle.
Right.
We'll keep
you
in the
middle. You could just tape our faces on top.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Okay,
back to the elevator pitch. Patricia, go off.
We're both from Alabama. Mm-hmm. Went to college together.
Where in Alabama?
Birmingham, Alabama. Birmingham, Alabama. It's a good place to be from.
Montgomery's better.
Go Tigers.
War Eagle.
Go Tigers and War Eagle. Love
War
it.
Eagle.
Let's see, I moved out here 4 years ago. I've had about 7,000 different jobs. Right now, doing personal assistant. Would not like to do that any longer. So, if anybody has a job for me,
wait, what's your dream podcast? What's your dream job?
I don't know. Tristan and I were talking about that earlier. I think my dream job would do something like with hosting, with like an interior design type.
You have a great eye. Something. Your house is gorgeous.
Thank
it
you.
Is. I'm very
but
lucky
it would be something like
there.
You know, finding things on the street or finding things at a thrift store and doing.
I'm doing fine with that. Wait, will you help me design my second bedroom?
Absolutely.
Yes. We can do a video.
Absolutely.
Oh my God, this is.
This is perfect.
TK is making moves. She's for
making
us.
Moves. Oh, wait, I would love this.
You're literally our life coach.
Wait. And then you should do like, you should do TikToks of like the process of
yeah,
doing
I've
it.
Yeah,
I swear, my apartment is viral proof.
Oh,
like,
I've already
the,
seen some
the
of
the windows.
Yeah,
amazing.
It's already.
Bitches love yeah. a city
and
like
bitches
view.
Bitches love windows.
Yeah, bitches love windows. Oh my gosh, this is great.
I love it.
It's amazing.
I love it.
Okay, so interior design. What do you mean host?
I don't know, like host a show of something like that.
Okay, so podcasting. Start there.
Right.
Podcast host. Come on.
Yeah.
Okay,
I mean,
let's
here
start.
We are.
I love that.
We're starting. Okay, decided.
Okay, yeah, you would be a great host.
Business meeting after this.
Okay.
Over
yeah,
drinks.
We already have one, but yeah.
Right.
For sure. Okay, so you're a personal assistant right now, and you, what does War Eagle mean?
It's like the fight, or it's like the...
Our battle cry,
battle cry,
I would say. I was actually a student
yeah,
recruiter
Tristan knows
at Auburn.
Answer.
Okay, period.
I really don't want to get into the details. My brain is like so fogged right now. I'm a little bit
it's
hungover.
Fine.
But War Eagle is like our battle cry. And then our mascot is Aubie the Tiger, of course.
Okay.
And the big War Eagle to all the Auburn people watching this. We both went to Auburn.
War Eagle.
Absolutely
War
live
Eagle.
And die. Auburn. So.
Auburn basketball.
Yeah. Period. I actually know quite a few of people that from Indiana that went to Auburn. It's like, I feel like a popular school to go to.
I know. Yeah. We have a random mutual connection.
I know. It's crazy.
It is. Yeah. It really is.
So how did you guys meet? At college?
Yeah, so she's a year older than me. And so we've met like all throughout college, like at date parties. And like, I'm from Montgomery, Alabama, and she's from Birmingham. It's like an hour away from each other. So,
but I remember the first time I met you, though.
Oh, wait, I want to hear.
So it was actually my sophomore year, your freshman year, and it was a date party. And we had a pregame at my apartment.
Yes.
And you went with, I think, one of my friends,
I think
Rosie.
Rosie, probably.
And then we became best friends, I think.
I mean, it's amazing. And then we really, like, we kind of became, like, a dynamic duo when she was staying for an extra semester for college, and it was my senior year. And we would just, like, every single night, like, we like to, yeah, like, we would, like, literally lay in bed, watch YouTube videos, and then we would also, like, take ourselves out to expensive dinners that we both could not afford.
People literally thought we were dating.
Yeah.
Like, genuinely thought we were dating.
And so that was, it was really
was
fun,
like,
but we literally like to just treat ourselves on a Tuesday night to a Cosmo and mac and cheese with fried chicken on top of it.
Period.
Sue me.
Yeah.
Like, like a full-on, like, sparkler drink fun time.
Yeah, we
just,
have to.
Just because.
Wait, whose YouTube videos would you watch?
Well, I've also seen your videos. You know that. That's how we met.
I'm so honored.
And
wait,
I love
but
it.
Who would you watch? Like, who would you bond over?
Oh, well,
actually,
we...
Actually, like, show choir videos.
She always, like, made me watch her show choir videos. Like, and she's
wait,
like...
Wait, what?
Like, no one, not a soul. Patricia, let's watch my show choir videos. I'm like, oh, my God. But one of my favorites is Mary Gilboe from American Idol. And that's G-U-I-L-B-E-A-U-X is how you spell it, of course. But Mary Gilboe is an icon. If anyone has not seen that, like, we watch it every single day.
We watch it all the time.
Wait, I need to watch that.
Yeah, bad American Idol auditions are, number one, they give you so much content to use in everyday, like, lingo.
Yeah.
And then also, just,
also,
like,
when you meet Paula Abdul like we did.
Right. We did meet Paula Abdul and confront her at a
cameo
party.
And we literally asked her if she remembers
the cameo party we're going to go to.
We had no business being there. Like, cameo literally, like, gets sick of us when we walk in the door. They're like, who are these people? They know her, but not me. They're like, who is this man that keeps going up to Paula Abdul asking about
Mary Gilboe. She was like, I remember her so clearly. Yeah. And we were like, yes.
And you were talking to her to Paula about
Of course. Because Corny, average fashion blogger, literally somehow like started talking to her. And then Corny was like, oh, we're going to, like, all my friends want to meet you because, like, we're obsessed with American Idol audition videos.
You would be obsessed.
I mean, if you're not, like, I'm scared of the type of person you are. Yeah. Like, there's a little bit of judgment in the back of my mind for that.
We're not judging you. Oh, no. My God. Unless you don't watch it.
Oh,
my God, we never.
Oh, no. Right. I was an American Idol stan.
Okay, amazing. Kelly Clarkson's just so magical. Remember
Clay Aiken and Ruben?
Ruben Stoddard. He was from Birmingham.
Oh, my God. Love Ruben. Yep. I literally, when I was younger, that was my first concert I went to. My parents took me to an American... Yeah, we watched Ruben live at an American Idol in Indianapolis, Indiana.
I love that.
And my dad was like, fork, yes. We're, whole family, we're going.
Wait, I just thought about a really funny story that I told someone like 2 days ago for concerts. I literally, I went to Justin Bieber at like a young age, like in his like baby phase.
Okay.
And I had like the hair flip and everything.
Were you obsessed?
Oh, yeah. I literally thought I was going to be the one less lonely girl. I was like dead set. I'm like, he is going to look in the crowd and like pick me to come sing One Less Lonely Girl too.
No,
and
I'm going to be
sitting
dead
on that stool.
That's
unfortunately
amazing.
It did not happen. But Justin, if you would like to, I mean, I feel like he's always out and about in LA, so I would love to have that opportunity
like,
once more.
Yeah, when I was, he would actually laugh. Like, he would be like, that is great.
Yeah, I think it'd be great. It'd be great content. I think Haley would be into it too. Like,
she'd
film for us. Like, she would, I mean, she can make a cameo if she wants
she
to.
Would
I
get
could
you
push
good
her
content
out of the way. Yeah. I do. Sorry, we Haley. See them driving all the time.
In our neighborhood.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah, they literally are always driving their black Defender. I sound like literal Hollywood fix right now. I'm literally like giving all the secrets, but they drive a black Defender around all like in our neighborhood.
Wait,
and
why?
I don't know, but they also have like this black SUV following them. So like, I think if you get too close,
that's their
like,
security.
Yeah.
We I think there's their Pilates class around us.
Oh, so. Probably. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's always at Pilates. Okay, so did you finish your story about American Idol? Okay.
Yeah. With Paula? Just with Paula.
Okay.
Long story short, we met Paula.
She remembered that.
Yeah, she remembered who we brought up, and she was too kind. I love her.
Wait, I love that. I literally forgot about her. She was like one of my favorite judges.
Yeah. I think she thought we were coming to fangirl over her, but all we wanted to do was like, do you remember Mary Gilbeau?
Right.
And she was like, that she did.
Yeah, that was one of our favorite like auditions.
Still is, yeah.
I'm dead. Okay, Tristan, give me your elevator pitch.
Okay, hello everyone. I'm Tristan Watson. Like Patricia said, we're both from Alabama. I'm from Montgomery, about an hour away from her. Went to college together. After college, I moved to Atlanta, and I worked there for like 3.5 years. And then I would always come stay with Patricia because I was like, okay, like I really want to be in LA. I love LA.
Where'd you work in Atlanta?
I worked at two different agencies, one in sports marketing, like huge sports guy. Oh, my God. And then the other one was just like social media strategy and marketing
Sick.
And stuff like that.
So you
that.
Kind of have always been in the world a
yeah.
little. Yeah.
Yeah. So started that, and now I work for an app, and then I also do like social media management on the side for other people as well. So
yeah,
that's me. And
no, you guys are busy bees.
Yeah, and I like would always stay with Patricia. And at one point, she was like, "I mean, you just have to like move here. Like, it's getting old."
At
like,
one point, it was about 10 times that I was like, "You have to move here."
And I was like sleeping on a blow up air mattress in her dining room for so long that would deflate.
I made it at home.
She really did. And the pictures are so cute of my little air mattress.
Adorable. And are you so happy you moved here?
Oh my God, it's just like a dream come true.
Like Atlanta's always gonna be there. You got you're wasting your time. Not
Wait, expand
here.
On that. Like, what do you mean dream come true? Like, what is it everything you asked, you expected and more?
Like, I always had this like feeling like I would literally cry when I got like on the plane to go home to like Atlanta. And like, I love my Atlanta friends. Like, they're my best friends. And like, it's amazing. I love being in the South. But like, for me, like, I know I have a passion for like, you know, being here and like making things happen and just like getting up and moving, making moves, of course. Right. And I think like I've always like this place has given me such a big opportunity to like meet so many of my favorite creators and like open doors for me that I never thought would be open or a possibility. Like the people you meet and like the opportunities you're given are just like, wow.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
What are those little things about LA that make it like the best place ever for you? That like Atlanta just doesn't give you.
I mean, no, it sounds so cheesy, but like driving down like Sunset and like the billboards and the palm trees and like the views are
it
just
is crazy. Like every day I'm like, there's mountains
we live
and beach.
We
like,
went to
it's
the
crazy.
Beach yesterday and we were like, it's insane that like we can literally just drive like a little bit and
it's February.
February and it's
in February
85
and we're
degrees.
Laying on the beach like and with our best friends. It's like, wow, this is a dream come true.
Yeah.
So it's like just little things like that that you're like, I mean, I love where I live. I love Patricia. Like living with like my best friend is so fun. So, and we get to go do fun stuff together all the time.
You guys are adorable. And I'm not opposed to the name like Dynamic Duo or something for your podcast.
Right. Well, we were thinking maybe something with like, because it's like Patricia's. And then Tristan. So like somehow combining that in some way. I don't know. We need to like workshop
Patristan.
Patristan. Well, his friends call him Trisha.
Yeah, like some people call me Trisha sometimes.
Wait, my name is Patricia. That would be people kind call of me funny. Trish or Trisha.
Trisha. Right.
So I just don't want people coming up to me like if I ever made it like big, like people coming up to me like, oh my gosh, hi, Trisha. Like, shut the fuck up.
Hi, Trisha.
Literally.
I'm dead. Okay, that is so fun. What about you, Patricia? Like, what about LA does it for you?
When I graduated, I knew I was going to either move to New York or LA. And I ultimately like chose LA.
Why'd you know that?
Oh, I just was not going to go
You're
to Birmingham. And I interned out here
girl.
And I interned in New
material
York.
Girl.
So I just knew I was not going back to Birmingham after school.
Wait, sorry. Did you say you interned in New York?
Interned New York, interned out here. And so when I graduated, I knew I wanted to either move to New York or move out here.
Where did you intern?
In New York, I interned for Roberto Cavalli.
Oh,
and
cool.
And for their buying, I believe. And then here for some stylist.
Oh, my gosh. So
fashion. I majored in fashion, and then I've never worked in fashion because I decided I didn't want to do that.
Yeah.
But she styles herself, like, so gorgeously.
Oh, I know.
So.
Yeah, I realized I liked clothes. I didn't like to work in clothes.
Yeah, and there's, like, a difference
I like
between
shopping.
Well, merchandising is, like, math.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes, like, I was in apparel merchandising, and I was not good
like
at math.
Like, buying is like not like, oh, I'm going shopping.
Take chemistry.
It's, yeah.
I was like, why am I taking chemistry?
It's
exactly.
Exhausting.
And I'm not even doing design. And so I knew when I graduated, I wanted to either be here or New York, and I loved having my car, and I loved the weather. I loved, I don't know, I had friends here from when I interned more so than in New York.
Uh-huh.
And I feel like I've kind of made a whole group of, like, Southern people.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just love it.
Yeah.
I do hate like, how far it is from home, but, like.
I agree. But yeah. I do feel like I'm the same, like, because I went to fashion school, but I wanted to be, like, in entertainment
right.
in fashion. And, like, entertainment here is just, like.
Everything.
Like, a beast compared to New York. Like,
yes.
New York's high fashion.
Right.
But I love, like, the social media
right.
entertainment aspect that LA has,
right.
like, that energy.
I don't right. think Patricia would be the person, like, who she is if she didn't have access to her car and could not roll down all the windows and blast Harry Styles. We busted her speakers one night because
Shut
we were
up.
Literally, like, we were driving around at, like, 2 a.m. and, like, busted the speakers in her
Why
car.
Why were we even up like that? Like,
I don't know.
We
were
just
having a ball. It's one of those things where you're just driving around, you're like, wow, I'm in LA. Like, this is just, and
I think that's what got you to move out here.
Yeah, probably.
I really
honestly,
think that night was what
it was solidified. It, yeah.
yeah.
Where's your like go to place to go drive? Because like without traffic, windows down is a vibe. But I'm like in LA with
well,
traffic.
Like 2 a.m. 2 a.m.
yeah. yeah.
Well, yesterday we were driving all through like the homes in Beverly Hills because we were trying to bypass the traffic.
Right.
Uh-huh. So that was kind of nice.
Oh yeah, it's gorgeous over there.
Yeah, I feel like you don't really have a go-to windows down, but
yeah.
you just have to know that if you're going to stop start a lot, so people are going to see you singing yeah. with
it's
your
fine.
Windows down, and you just have to go with it.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a gamble. Like, you never know when you're going to get, like, an open road in LA, and you,
so
like,
true.
Have, like, sometimes, like, it just happens, and it's better
and
when
it's the
just,
best day ever.
Yeah, it's,
like,
in the moment.
You and I are the only ones that really love windows down.
Right.
Matt gets really mad at me when
Everyone
I
gets yeah. mad at us.
Oh, no,
like,
I love a windows
Well, you can
down.
Come ride with
yeah,
us.
Yeah, we'll pick you up.
Wait, like, do you, what would you say is, like, your dream neighborhood if you were to, like, live here later on and have a house? Where would you like to have a house?
One
the Palisades, 100%.
I know,
is
right?
That the, what's the one that I like with all those pretty houses I was sending you pictures
Hancock
of?
Hancock Park.
Okay, yeah, there's, like, beautiful. I would personally love a house in the hills where I can just wake up and, like, look
like
over the city. Yeah.
I couldn't
yeah.
do the hills because I feel like I'm too claustrophobic.
And the earthquakes would scare me a little bit.
Oh.
But I don't know. I love, like, the homes. Like, I want, like, we both love architecture.
Uh-huh.
So, like, and just, like, design mm-hmm.
but
in general.
Hancock Park, because I used to work for a family that lived there, and I would always, like, make Tristan come and drive around there with
where
me.
Is that?
Kind of near Larchmont.
Oh, okay.
It's like
beautiful
yeah,
homes.
Like 10 minutes
like,
from like our house.
Massive, uh-huh. like just like old,
gorgeous.
Yeah.
Just
that's
most
where we need to go ride around.
Yes.
Because there's
okay.
not a ton of traffic like in the actual neighborhood.
And the streets are
yeah.
huge. And
I love
oh my
that.
God, it's so pretty.
I know. It's like imagining living here when you're older, all I want is a yard.
Right.
Like for my golden retriever.
Yes.
You know?
That
yes.
sounds amazing.
Would you ever like raise kids here? or like live here?
I think I would have kids here until they were about five.
I don't know if I could.
It depends. It depends because it's like.
You want Southern babies. Just say it.
No. It'd be fun to have until they're five. But yes, I want them to have the morals of the people in the South.
Yeah, me too.
I agree. I know.
And I know there are a bunch of great kids that I've met out here.
Yeah.
Kids. Great.
No hate to the kids.
A bunch of great, like, people that I've met that were born and raised here. So there's nothing against that. But I think if I want my kids to live the life that I lived growing up, like,
but don't you that... appreciate, I agree with that. And, like, don't you appreciate the, like, LA kids aren't like, oh my gosh, the mountains, like, the beach, like, the weather, right. like the things we get excited about still.
Right.
They're like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
Like, right. This is how I grew up. Yeah. But, like, I grew up landlocked.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I don't know, little things like that I appreciate right. so much mm-hmm. more. Right.
And I guess for me, I really love, like, I don't know if I'd go back to Birmingham, but if I did, I love how, like, the lake is 2 hours away. The beach is, like, still 4 hours, but it's, like, really gorgeous beach.
Yeah.
So it's, like, you still have that, but
I don't know. See you raising kids on a lake.
Yeah, that'd be really
that'd
fun.
Be nice.
For sure.
I would love
would
that.
Would you stay here? I feel like you would maybe stay here.
I don't, I love it. So, like, I don't see myself moving uh-huh. anytime soon.
Me either.
Yeah. Like, but I don't know. There's always, like, part of me that, like, we, like, when she would visit me in Atlanta, like, we'd drive around, like, where, like, the houses here are just insane as well. So, like, I think Atlanta would be, if I ever did move back, which I don't think I will at this point, I would love to probably live in, like, a suburb of Atlanta or have a house there. I would also
love
a house in New York City, like, my
penthouse
kind of vibe.
Okay, period.
Yeah. So, like, I'm planning on, like, needing to have infinite funding for that.
I know me. I'm like, for my lifestyle, we're going to have to change a few things.
Yeah. No. Like the house hunters when they're like, I literally do nothing and lay in bed. I have a budget of $4 million.
Yeah. I'm dead. That's amazing.
So what you're saying is that we need to buy a house or an apartment in New York together?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that would be kind of nice. Maybe the Trish Fund could buy it
I hope
together.
So.
Yes.
We could have a remote studio.
Instead of a trust fund, it's our Trish Fund.
Yeah. It's kind of like when, like, the Kardashians do, like, a break. And, you know, they had those, like, spinoff shows where, like, Kourtney and Khloe take
Kylie.
And we could take different cities.
Totally.
Oh, my God. And then we could renovate homes.
And then you could write it off for work. Yeah.
Right. Business.
Yes.
Espresso. Martini's
okay,
business.
Thank you so much to Apartments.com for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves. Apartments.com believes a dishwasher does more than just clean plates. It turns your whole place into a time machine by turning the time you would have spent washing dishes into extra time for you. That could mean more time to read, more time to knit, or more time to contemplate the vastness of time itself. With Apartments.com, finding somewhere to live with an elusive dishwashing/time-expanding device is easy. Apartments.com hosts the most rental listings with over 1 million available units. And with comprehensive search tools and instant alerts, you never have to worry about missing out on the perfect place. To find whatever you're searching for and more, visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
The one thing that has kept me sane throughout the 75 Hard Challenge, and more importantly, has kept me hydrated the most, is Liquid IV. Y'all, when I tell you, I literally crave Liquid IV. Like, the lemon lime flavor lives rent-free in my head. First of all, it just always quenches my thirst, but it is perfectly sour and has that tangy taste to it, and it's just so good. Like a nice, cold, crisp glass of Liquid IV. Oh my gosh, mwah! Sounds so good. Whether you hydrate to live or live to hydrate, Liquid IV quenches your thirst faster than water alone. With 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness, all in a single sugar-free stick. So I actually just taste tested all of the flavors for you guys, the pear, the white peach, the green grape, and the lemon lime. And I have to tell you, I still think lemon lime is my favorite. But my second favorite is green grape. And then my third favorite, believe it or not, is pear. I'm actually shocked by how much I like pear. And then in fourth place for me was the white peach. My favorite thing about Liquid IV is how convenient it is, especially because I am always on the go. I am booked and busy, and I'm sure you guys are too. So being able to pack it so easily in a purse or a carry-on or whatever the case is, like my work bag, I always have a Liquid IV in there because throughout my day, I get so thirsty and nothing truly satisfies my thirst craving other than a Liquid IV. Like, it is so good. I literally want to make one right now. And listen, drinking water is great. Like, I've been drinking so much water while doing the 75 hard challenge, but one stick of Liquid IV in 16 ounces of water hydrates you way better than water alone. And I love it because I feel like it actually revives me. And the best part about it is that there's no artificial sweeteners and zero sugar. However you hydrate, grab your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier, sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TK at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop better hydration today using promo code TK at liquidiv.com.
So what advice would you give to someone who is in your position? They're like a senior in college, they're freaking out, they don't have a job yet, and they want to move to a big city like LA. What advice would you give them?
You have to be uncomfortable and reach out to people that like you have barely met or barely knew. Use all of your resources and don't be scared that you're not going to get it, because the worst thing you're going to get is no, and yeah, that's not a bad thing.
Yes.
And there's a lot of opportunities in both big cities, I think, or yes, in any big city.
It's always a no unless you ask.
Yeah.
And what do you mean? Be more specific. Like, do you think they should reach out via like LinkedIn? Should they find their dream job, find that person that has it and message them? Like what would you do?
I feel like a lot of jobs, you can find a connection within it. I don't know, maybe not, but I feel like a lot of jobs you can be like, oh, I've met this person that knew this person. Let me reach out to this person to get me in touch with this person. Mm-hmm. I guess because I feel like you're really good about that too. Like you've...
When you said like make yourself uncomfortable, like you're gonna like in a room you walk in, like not everyone's gonna vibe with you. Not everyone's gonna like, you know, respect like who you are, like what you're trying to do. But like there are people, I literally sound like Lady Gaga, there could be 99 people in that room. One person. But it really is like you just have to like go full force on your personality, because like there's going to be someone who loves you and like for who you are and like can really give you like the kick or the motivation to just like do it. Or like even like, you know, when people say like, oh, you're funny, like why don't you do this, and it gives you ideas of like, oh wow, I could really.
And I would say too, it's like everyone's like, was it so hard moving to LA? And I'm like, no, you just do it.
Yeah.
And you meet friends as you go and you get a job as you go. But like, I think a lot of people are just scared of making the first jump.
I would agree. It is a big jump. Yeah. Though.
Right.
Yeah.
But I mean, it is. And I know like it's expensive out here, so you have to get a job immediately. But it's also like,
having a friend yell at you also for like every month, aka Patricia, and telling you, get your ass out here.
Yeah.
That kind of helps as well.
Yeah. Clearly. Do you think connections are more valuable than like experience?
Unfortunately, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I think like we both have good experience with like our jobs, but at the end of the day, like connections are what opens doors to those jobs. Yeah. And like, it's on you to like put yourself out there to make the connections. Yeah.
So how would you say, someone that has no connections here, what would you say is the best piece of advice you could give someone to like make some connections?
Okay, this might sound dumb, but I feel like there are a lot of like Facebook groups.
Oh, yeah.
That people get on, and like I feel like that's how a lot of people that I know that didn't have any connections made their connections to get the jobs that they have.
I love
like
that.
Like communities, like I don't know if you have like a podcast like Facebook group, but like I remember some podcasts I used to listen to had those, and like they'd break up into like sub-city
subgroups.
Areas.
Yeah.
And so it kind of like you find people with similar interests, and like not everyone's going to be a match, but like you still find people in your area. And like even if the day, if it's like just to get coffee or just try it out, like I think those are really helpful.
Yeah. Even like I feel like how we met, it was so like random and connection based. And like, I love that. What I love about both of y'all is you aren't afraid to be like, oh, I love her. Or like, I feel like so many people in LA like try to act so cool.
It's so annoying.
And I'm so not like that.
You are. It's great.
I'm literally like, oh, I'm the biggest fan of your stuff. And they're like,
no, we'll like, literally walk up to you like, I love you.
No, I'm literally like, oh yeah, you got your dog this last week. They're like, the fuck? But like, I feel like I would rather someone admit they're like a fan than be weird and like act like they don't know
be
you.
Like, oh,
like that's weirder to me than being straight up and be like, oh yeah, I totally fork with your videos.
Right. That's what when like Matt was recording with you, or I don't remember what it was. Like,
yeah,
you
guys... Okay, let's explain this.
Yeah.
Okay, so Patricia's dating Matt King, my cousin.
Yes.
We should literally convince the world that we're cousins.
Could.
Start the rumor.
No, we actually could. We're starting it right here. I'm cousins with Matt King.
So,
and
we're
related to Patricia.
And not in-laws, but cousins.
Yeah. Anyway, so Matt is in the YouTuber world or the social media world.
Social media, yeah.
And you guys are dating, and Matt is on a podcast that my friends and also my boss were collabing on. They were doing like a podcast swap. So Pretty Basic and Zane and Heath Unfiltered were doing like a pod swap, and Matt is on Zane and Heath. So I end up going to Heath's house, and I walk in, and I'm like just there because I'm like help produce Pretty Basic. So I'm just there to kind of make sure things go over smoothly, right. Make the girls comfortable, because I'm like the outgoing one, like that just like talks, and like yeah. They'll just stand and be like smiling. And not, you know? So I'm like talking, having a good time. Matt comes up to me. He's like, so like not. What I love about Matt too is he doesn't try and act cool either. So he comes up to me. He's like, TK,
what's going on?
He's like, and I'm literally like, how do you know who I am? You know what I mean? Because I'm like not the talent here. I'm right. Like behind the scenes, like right. Doing my job. He's like, TK, oh my gosh, my friends love you. And I'm like, wait, what? He's like, yeah, like Tristan and my girlfriend Patricia love you. And literally, meanwhile, Alicia and Remy are like, what's going on? Like, how does he know TK?
On me.
I know. And it was literally, but he was like, yes, you have to meet Tristan, like blah, 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 blah. And my girlfriend, Patricia, like y'all would get along so well. I'm like, oh my God, I can't wait.
Yeah.
And so meanwhile, like while they're recording the episode, I think I went and followed yes. You guys. And Matt, like after the recording, he's like, oh my God, TK, did you follow them? Like, I just got texts.
Literally.
This is like
even
before you were living here, I think, yeah, too.
Now let me hear your side of the story. Cause I was like so honored and flattered, and I felt so cool. Yeah.
I felt cool when you followed me. I was like, oh my God. But no, I think he told me like something about like, he was asking about like YouTubers I watch, because he knows like I'm a YouTube like person. Like I literally stay up all night and
you
like watch
are,
videos.
You aren't. You right. Know what I mean?
And like you either you know grew up doing it or you didn't. Yeah. Like, and that's what makes us different, because like so many people I know will fangirl over and she's like, I don't know who
yeah.
that is. And
yeah,
I'm like,
so I don't know if I should say this, but I guess I will. So I didn't really know who you were before.
That's totally fine.
And when you followed me, I was like, oh, this girl's really cool. Like, Tristan follows her. Okay. And then I'm like, I was like, Matt, who is this girl? I see you follow her. She seems really cool. And then I texted Tristan. She's like, oh my God, she followed me. She's the coolest person ever. And I was like, okay. So then I'm sitting there like stalking you.
You're like, what's going on?
I would say like, I would watch YouTube stuff and not really, like I'm watching because Tristan does.
I get it.
She's so supportive.
She's so supportive. No, yeah. I get it.
But we can go with the story that I was fangirling. I was fangirling after. So I was fangirling after.
He was like, he said something like, my girlfriend's friend. Like, he said something like that. You were like in the mix.
Right.
You know?
Right. But and I was it's like, okay. Then I fangirled after. So it's fine.
No, it's okay. So did I.
He was like asking, like, kind of like, what should I ask them? You know, like how we just like text our friends who like know people.
So he was asking about Alicia and Remy, because yeah. Okay, because he wanted to know.
He asked Tristan a lot of those.
Yeah, just like if he has someone coming on who he knows, I'm like obsessed with RE, like
so
Noah Beck. Like, yeah. Of course, I'll tell you his location right now. no, but he, it was just asking about that, and I was like, then I talked about you. I was like, TK is like the main one I watch, and I know she's like, I love her style of editing, and like, how
shut
it just,
up.
No, I was literally like, I was going off with you. Like, I was just like, she's like an amazing editor, and like, just the way she presents her videos are so like amazing.
Yeah,
and I was like,
good.
I know she works with them, like, but, and like,
yeah.
you help edit, right? Or you
yeah,
do
yeah,
edit.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Uh-huh. So like, and I was like, oh yeah, no, it's amazing. Like, and her personality is so great. Like, I mean,
wow,
she's
no,
just like a light.
Me up right now.
I know. I'm
trying.
I literally did. And so, like, I mean, that's the kind of thing. Like, we're talking about, like,
okay,
we'll literally,
so you were kind of giving him the down low of, like, all of us so that he was prepared for when
right.
we had them on the podcast.
Yeah.
And then he comes up to me, and that's how we became friends.
Yeah.
And then here we are. And then when did we actually meet in person? Do you remember?
I think at the Christmas party.
Yeah.
Oh,
at our
yeah,
Christmas
you came
party.
To our Christmas
party.
I think
party. It was.
Because
yeah.
we had tried to do drinks, and we were just like, oh,
it was
so,
like, we went to Harry Styles. Because
Matt surprised us to Harry Styles. Yeah.
And then it was like Thanksgiving, and then
and then we did the
Christmas
party, which
we were
was
trying
so
to
fun.
Get rid of you, but you kept trying.
You were like, please, we hang out. We're like,
she's
sure.
So annoying. It's
she's
like charity
so annoying.
Work.
And then we hung out. We did we went to Gaslight, did karaoke.
Oh my God,
weeks ago.
That was so fun.
That was
a lot
so
of fun.
Good.
Tristan, you were not at the karaoke.
Tristan,
yeah, no, I'm thinking
went home
of
with
that
his Uber
bar. Okay. Next question. That night was a lot for me.
No, that night was so fun.
It was so much fun.
The karaoke bar.
Oh, we sang
I love
so many
karaoke.
Songs.
That bar specifically is so fun.
The popcorn.
I want to go there more.
Yes.
And Patricia and I sang Before He Cheats.
Before He Cheats.
Love it.
I think we did another one.
And
I think I might have done three others.
Yeah, you did. You were like choreographing a whole routine.
Yeah, I mean, she's like literally Fergie doing cartwheels on the stage, like
no,
with
she's
the microphone.
Literally like one, two, step to the left.
Oh, I really was. Actually,
and
I
kickball
really...
change. Kickball
no,
change.
I was.
I was like, okay,
you.
Everyone.
It was now arms up, flashlights on, right, left.
We're setting
I was
the
like, mood. Everyone put your hands together. I think that was Country Roads, maybe.
Oh, probably.
Okay,
oh,
I'm sad I missed
that. That's our karaoke song.
See, this
song.
Is like, you remind me of my hometown friends because, like, people here, first of all, don't give a shit about sports, don't give a shit about country music. Or
it's
just
upsetting.
Anything little in life. And y'all, like, I feel like I'm talking to my hometown friends.
This is
it's
amazing.
So nice. When
it's
you find
so
people
nice.
That are like that and you're like, oh, you like country
I'm like,
music?
I'm like, you know the song?
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I mean?
We've, like, so our friend Brooke, like, one of our best friends, we have, like, transitioned her completely into a country music
Shut
stand.
Up. Like, yesterday she asked to play country music. And we
Shut
were like,
up.
Yeah.
We're like,
she, her one of her favorite songs is Broken Heartsville.
Okay.
And that is just such a good song.
Oh, my gosh. I
so,
love it.
Yeah. She did buy her, it might be her first pair of cowboy boots as well.
Yes.
She yeah. would look Dude, so cute in cowboy boots.
Well, luckily she got them from
I
Steve Madden.
Wait, where's your go-to place to get cowgirl boots or cowboy boots?
If I'm being really honest, I have a pair from 10 years ago that I love. They're a red pair. I have my grandmother's pair from a long time ago.
Amazing.
Most of mine are just like, I don't even know. I think the we're like Fry boots, these that I'm wearing now.
Yeah.
No idea, but I love them. I got a pair at a thrift store for $15.
Oh my
so
God,
maybe
that's
there.
Amazing. I know.
But I don't know where my go-to is because I feel like I just have a lot because I'm just...
You just grew up.
Grew up with them.
Yeah.
And I'm glad I never got rid of them
it's,
because...
Yeah, it's funny how they're like trendy now.
Yeah.
It's
you know
great.
What I mean?
It's
and
great.
I'm not a Southern boy. I mean, I am a Southern boy, but I'm not a Southern boy in the sense that I
like
cowboy
style.
Boots.
Like style. Yeah.
I'm not speaking
No.
Yeah, no, I would look ridiculous. The furthest I'll go is like a barber jacket, which is like
okay.
so very typical Southern.
Yeah.
And I love the way those
yeah,
look.
Yeah, those are good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like we kind of have a similar style
yes.
with like the cowgirl boots, little
yes.
fringe hints
yes.
moment.
Girls
yeah.
having fun.
Laser.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. Gorgeous, gorgeous girls.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So speaking of Matt, Tristan, I want to hear your take on Patricia and Matt. Like, what
do you
love about
honest?
Them? What do you love about them? Yes. About a couple. I feel like we want the tea here spilled
oh
on
my
making
God,
moves.
I'm scared.
Because I love them. I think they're adorable.
No, yeah.
And they're so like complimentary. You're like, no, I disagree.
Yeah. Anyway, next question.
No.
But I like obviously like we've been like I've known Matt like from the start, and it was actually funny. I think we've talked about this, but it was the same thing of me knowing who Matt was, but and Patricia.
Actually, can I say this real
yeah.
quick? Because I
How
remember
long have
one
you guys
time
been dating.
Like two,
two years, but I've known him for 3 years.
Okay, continue.
So over the summer after we met like December 2018, I think, and then that summer. Tristan was coming to visit, and then, like, a week later, or that week, he was like, oh, my gosh, I swear if we see like, Zayn Hijazi and Matt King, I'm going to lose my, like, shit, basically. And
wait,
I was like,
shut up.
Yeah. I was like, wait, who? I was like, I think I have Matt King's number. I think I've met him a few. I think I've met him a few times.
Shut up.
And then so I'm screaming.
And
I'm
like,
are
what?
You serious?
No, I'm actually dead.
It's funny to look back at it now.
Yeah,
and, like,
so
we're friends
now.
With them.
Yeah.
And
you're visiting.
Yeah, I was visiting. And then I, like, would tell her about, like, Matt. Like, I was texting him, essentially, like, for her. Like, because I was, like, we
Because
were...
was Matt pursuing you, Patricia?
Oh, God, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you were you, like, into it? Or are you kind of like, no?
Mm-mm.
Why weren't you into it?
I have not dated anybody since I was 16. And I just did not want a boyfriend. And I felt like... So when I first met him, he had bleached blonde hair and earring. And he was wearing, like, a... suit and I was like that's
this
really
ain't no
weird.
Southern boy of mine
and not even a Southern boy, it was just weird. I'm like, oh, he's a YouTuber, like no offense.
Yeah,
no, offense.
No, I get it.
I don't
no,
know
I
just was
it.
Like I didn't know, and he also like had all these followers and he wasn't verified, so I'm like, what does this kid do?
You were just confused.
I was really confused.
Yeah.
And he was just so persistent that like one time I was at a bar with like another guy and he wouldn't leave the seat that the guy that I was with was sitting in, and I was like, okay.
Already.
And then he asked me to lunch like the next day, and I was like, sure, I'll go. Because all my friends were like, he seems like a really good guy. They didn't they didn't like the other guy that I was like kind of talking to, rightfully so.
What's typically your type? Like in the past, what has been your type? Is it Matt?
My brother's friends.
Love. Okay.
I'm kidding, but it is true because they were both at my brother's wedding. I guess blonde. Because all the guys
blonde?
I've dated have been blonde.
Okay. Okay.
Funny.
Good
Wait,
personality.
Okay.
Good personality.
They like sports and can banter with her.
Right. And Matt is not like sports
the...
at all, but now he's become a sports fan.
Right.
I love that.
And then he kept on asking me on dates, and I finally said yes. And then after like our fourth or fifth
Wait,
day.
I love how persistent he was.
I know.
That's
I
hot.
I mean, it's awesome.
Yeah.
It's awesome. And then I finally, we went to a basketball game, and I decided I liked him.
Wait, where? What basketball game?
The Clippers game.
Shut
I don't
up.
Even know who they're playing, but
and
it was fun.
Was he like, let's go? Or were you like, let's go? That's like my dream date.
He was like, let's go.
I was like freaking out also like while they were there. Cause like we were, I think you sent me a picture or something. Like, yes. And I was just like, oh my God. Like,
it's actually
like
happening.
Fangirling. Yeah.
And that's when I decided I liked him after about like, you
that's
know,
my ideal about date.
Almost a year like of a knowing.
Shut yeah, up.
Each other. So.
Okay.
So like I was a part of their like thruple essentially from the start.
Of
and
course.
We, yes. Our group chat name with the three of us is Third Wheel Check. So
love it.
AO Third Wheel Check, of course.
Love it.
So like all that happened. But yeah, Matt and Patricia, they are great together. Absolutely love them.
They're however, adorable.
I mean, they bicker back and forth like old like married couple,
but she doesn't like put up with shit.
Oh no, you know she what I mean? No, she shuts it
which
down.
Which I love.
Me
that's
too.
How I am.
Yeah,
like I love that like, she can give him like shit all the time. Like, and she just like says how it is. Like
no, but
and I
like
think it's
guys
so funny.
Like that though.
Yeah, Matt's a little more sensitive. I would
Matt
say.
Is very sensitive.
Really,
and she can be a little like love Patricia to death. Patricia can be a little bit intimidating and scary
that's
sometimes.
That's literally me.
Yeah,
that's me.
But,
that's what guys tell me.
I do love them. We've, like, done trips all three together and, like, have, like, really made, like, a best friendship, like, the three of us, too, like, as a dynamic kind of.
Well, you were the one texting him at the beginning, so
right.
Basically
so
I'm
essentially,
the third wheel.
I'm
yeah.
dating Matt, and
I'm
she's
dead.
A cover-up. Right. So, yeah.
And the beard.
Yeah, the beard. No, but I think they're, like, I love them together. I love we go to events and dinners, and we'll just, like, watch. I mean, it is kind of awkward like, when, like, it's just them, like, cuddling on the couch and, like, me just, like, eating popcorn alone, like, watching a movie. So
I'm dead.
Forever alone.
Forever alone. I
Speaking of that, should we? I got a notification right before this started
yes.
that my Raya decision has been made. And it was like, guys, it was like a college admission.
He literally goes, my application. And I was like, did you like apply to a new school?
Yeah.
Like
I'm going back to college.
Going job.
I am so excited. Okay, so
your
it
Raya
says,
application. For those of you that don't know, Raya is like a celebrity dating app.
And like for those of you who also know, I'm not a celebrity in the absolute slightest.
I would
so.
Say you are a celebrity.
In, oh my God, eyes, thank you. In my eyes, you are, yeah.
Oh my God. Feelings mutual. I love you. So it says, our committee members consider a handful of variables to help us build the best community possible. Your application decision is here.
Bum, bum, bum.
Wait, you're like dying to know this, aren't you?
Can we make
you?
This in a TikTok where yes. it's like college decision? Like, it's like all the friends freaking out like, yeah!
College decision. Okay, wait. Okay. I think
so. Do you want me to do it for you?
No, I'm scared. I'm going to do it.
Wait, what does it say? It says like view decision?
View decision.
This is
I mean,
so
is this
intense.
Harvard?
Yeah,
like,
what? Can I see?
It basically is Harvard.
One,
okay, I'm
two. Three.
I'm on the wait list.
Hey, that's
the
not a no.
List?
That's not a no.
And I will go back and add as many more referrals
no,
as
okay,
I can.
Tristan, I was on the wait list for a while, too.
Okay, cool. Okay, I'm okay. I'm fine.
Wait,
I'm fine.
When did you apply?
You're not rejected. You're
I'm
just
not
on
rejected.
The wait list.
Yeah, okay.
When did you apply?
Like a couple weeks ago.
Oh, then you're fine. I was on the wait list for like a couple months.
Okay. And it looks like I have some more contacts
wait,
that are
can
on
you
Raya.
Can you use me as a referral?
I will.
Okay, use it.
And I'm going to need
seriously.
You to write a handwritten note
oh,
to
I will.
The CEO of Raya.
If you use me as a referral, I don't think I'm going to do anything because I'm not actually on it anymore.
Right. It is scary, though, because like, you get like kicked off if you screenshot on the app.
Oh, I know.
Like they're, the rules
luckily,
and stuff are
luckily, you have
are
two
insane.
Phones, so you can just use the other one.
Oh, my God. That's a good idea.
Do not say that.
So, Raya, if you were listening to this,
you didn't
that
hear
was
that.
A complete joke. I would never... ever do something like that.
Yes.
I am
just
a
give
catch
a little wink.
And I will be great on your app. Love you.
Yes, exactly. Oh my gosh. Well, don't worry because they do that to everyone.
Okay, cool. I feel good. I feel like I got waitlisted for Harvard and like essentially.
I know. It's
yeah,
okay.
You did. That's
I
mean, good.
Harvard, which essentially is good
yeah.
because it is like the Harvard of dating apps.
They're saying
apps.
Like, okay, you're kind of interesting, but like you're not like top tier.
It's just like, let's make this an exclusive thing. We're going to make you
right.
wait, like squirm in your
yeah.
boots a little.
Right.
Yeah.
And I am squirming in my boots.
Doesn't Catch LA do that when they seat people? You get up there and then
oh,
they
yeah.
have to wait for like
they
30
do
minutes
do that.
To even go sit.
So rude.
It's
it
just
is,
an LA thing.
It's
it
an
so
LA
pretty.
Thing.
Do you? So what? I want to know your type.
I mean, really.
Speaking of dating.
So generally people who have a pulse, just anyone who would give me the time of day would actually be great.
Yeah.
But it's actually a running joke, like in our friend group that like our best friend Patrick, I'm like, yep, that's my type. But it's just funny because like being like in like I've never been in a relationship. So I really don't know. Like my main priority is to have someone who will deal with me and deal with my being funny.
Yeah.
And just like. also, like, I know that I'm a lot and I'm not everyone's cup of tea, but someone who can just, like, come around me and, like, also, like, hold their own at a party. Like,
love I love that. Yeah. I cannot stand the clingy. Like, no. I go here, you go here. Yeah.
I don't want to, like, have someone, like, on a leash the whole time. Like,
agreed.
Go meet and mingle with my friends and then report back. Or I want my friends to come and report back and be like, he is so amazing. Like, yeah. This, I mean, like, I'm so right. happy about this, like, kind of yeah. thing. So, yeah.
That, I love that.
Yeah.
I want to hear more
someone
about...
taller than me as well.
Okay, taller than you.
Yeah.
Okay.
And either, I'm literally saying everything, dark hair or light hair.
Okay, any. Right.
Anything. Okay, yeah. I love
just
that.
Not a redhead.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of like a celebrity who I could...
Noah Beck.
Yeah, Noah Beck. Okay, so Noah Beck, yeah, I do love Noah, him, and he did follow me on Instagram the other day.
Congratulations. Sorry, Noah's great.
Sorry,
such a
Dixie.
Nice kid.
Love you, but, like, Noah followed me. No, but he, like, I do love the way he looks, like, in the face. I kind of don't like when someone is, like, too built out. Like, he is so
he's
strong.
Snatched, yeah.
Yeah, but I kind of prefer someone, like, with a little bit of, like, cushion. Because, okay. like, what's the fun if you can't, like, cuddle and it's actually comfortable?
Yeah,
right.
You know?
Yeah.
So,
for sure.
Yeah.
You need a little fluff.
I understand that.
Yeah. A little fluff. Like, I don't. Yeah. And, like, strong.
Yeah.
Who can just carry me around.
No, I could see that for you.
Yeah.
So you're going to find the perfect person. Yeah.
So, essentially, going back to the point, anyone who has a pulse.
So, mm-hmm. slide into his DMs, you guys.
Right.
Tristan,
please.
His DMs are open. Are they open?
Yeah. Because okay. I'm not on Mariah. I'm horrible at checking my DMs, but, like, I will get to it eventually.
Okay, period.
Yeah.
I love how you say, like, I know I'm a lot. I know I'm not everyone's cup of tea.
Yeah.
How are you confident in saying that?
Yeah, I mean, I just, like, I mean, I do have great confidence in, like, myself of, like I know, like, things I say are funny. Like, I know how to, like, work a room.
Yeah.
But, like, I just, like, I can tell when people are getting overwhelmed. And sometimes that, like, is something that's hard for me. Because, like, in my mind, I'm like, okay, these people hate me now. Like, I went too far.
Yeah.
And, like, at the end of the day, I just have to be a little bit more confident and, like, I mean, I am who I am. Like, at the end of the day, it's not, like, I mean, they're going to like me or they won't. Like, I feel like I'm talking in circles. But, yeah, I'm, like, I'm happy and, like, proud of, like, who I am. But it's just a lot sometimes.
Yeah, it's just, like, a lot of people are not okay with that. But that's not
right.
the type of person
and
you want to be with.
Yeah,
so.
I think it comes from, like, being in the South, like, growing up in the South of, like, it was, like, I was different than every single other person. Like, I went to a private school with, like, 60 people
oh,
in
wow.
my grade. Like,
wow.
So, like, everyone knew everyone, and all the guys are, like, super, like, you know, very masculine, very, like, sports. And,
yeah.
like, here I am, like, you know, doing cartwheels in the theater room. So, like... And, like,
you
and
also were a football player.
I did play football and baseball.
Shut up.
Yeah. Oh, I played baseball for 11 years. I actually really love baseball.
Wow, iconic.
Yeah, it was great. I mean, I'm not, like, good in the slightest. They put me in the outfield.
Love
so
it.
I would just, like, you know, sit back there and, like, twiddle my thumb.
Yeah.
Would you play with the grass?
I did, yeah.
Oh, I would love playing in the dirt, yeah.
So
it's kind of a vibe.
It
sandbox
is.
Energy.
Yeah, it was definitely, it was a very comforting position for me to be in.
I'm dead. No, I love that. And you know what's great about honing into your, like, craziest self is that's how you find the most, like, dedicated audience.
Yeah.
Because, like, the more I, like, strayed away from, like, trying to be who I thought I should be on the internet versus, like, just being me, like, crazy, like, red lips, sports, but also fashion. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, like, as soon as I owned who I was, like, that's when I started gaining an audience.
Yeah.
It's like, it sounds so stupid, but that's just how it works. Yeah.
It definitely took until, like, after, like, I've always been myself, but, like, for me to be my full self and my full personality and, like, dating people and everything like that, like, it took until, like, in the middle of college, I would say. Like, I wasn't really comfortable with, like, who I was, like, until, like, in the middle of college. And, like, even now I'm still, like, finding out things about myself and what I like and what I don't like. And it's great. But
how do you find out, like, are there any tips you would give to someone of, like, oh, I recommend going out more to things you've never done so then you realize what you don't like? Or do you have any other tips about someone that's struggling kind of finding who they are, what they're all about?
I mean, I would say, like, it's really all about who you surround yourself with. Like, we love people who are, like, I'm speaking for, like, me and Patricia, but, like, we love people that understand sarcasm, and we love people who can just, like, bicker back and forth with us.
Yeah.
And, like,
don't take life too seriously.
Right. And, like, I don't even think, like, you know, there's some people who, like, don't drink or do drink. I feel like it's just, like, the people in general. Like, I get my energy from other people and making other people laugh. Like, I think it's, like, the best thing ever.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm always, like, working to, like, I think I'm a people pleaser. I just like want people to be like happy, and like I'm always the person like checking on everybody. Like, okay, like are you good? Like,
yeah.
Might not seem like that, but like inside, I'm like my birthday party is like a nightmare of like
making sure everyone's happy.
And, everyone's happy, and so then by the end of it, I'm like,
When is your birthday?
January 19th. You just missed it.
Oh my god!
You got a wedding.
He got married. That's right.
Yeah, the fake
how
wedding.
People believe it. That was iconic.
Thank you. We got divorced.
I know. I'm so sorry.
Immediately divorced.
So sorry.
Yeah, we're going through a lot right now.
January 19th.
Doing couples therapy.
Are you an Aquarius?
I'm a Capricorn. I'm like the last day.
Okay.
But my boss, at my like one, she's actually one of my best friends, Kelly. She told me that I was like the least Capricorn. If that makes sense.
Okay.
I'm not like good at astrology. I find it very interesting, but she did tell me
I'm a Pisces and a Pisces through and through. I would say.
Okay, that makes sense because I'm a Cancer and I get along.
Does
really
mine
well
not
with...
make sense?
I don't really know anything about a Capricorn, so
you don't seem like a Cap to me at all.
Right, that's what I was thinking. I was looking more into the Aquarius side of things, and I was like, oh, this kind of makes sense.
You seem like a fire sign to me.
And could you explain which ones those are?
Like fire sign is, I don't know. Like I'm not that crazy with astrology either. I'm more of an Enneagram person. Do you? Do you take the Enneagram? What are you?
Yeah, I think I'm a 3-2 or.
Oh my god, I'm a 3-2.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
It makes so much sense.
I have no idea. I took it recently, and I don't know what my results were.
Okay. Anyway, fire sign is more like out there, outgoing. Doesn't really care as much what others think. Like. Very,
I guess I have a mix of that because, like, I do, like, I don't care what others think, but I also really care what other people think.
Yeah.
Like, at the end of the day, that's something I need to get better about. Yeah. Like, I feel like a lot of people, like, you put up a front of, like, I don't care, but, like, at the end of the day, like, I'm always like, oh, if I post this, like, would people, like, get mad or something like that?
That's very much a three. Like, a three is the achiever. So, but, like, you want to be the best. So, essentially, you're, like, trying to please a bunch of other people.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, threes are, it's a blessing and a curse because you're kind of like a chameleon. Like, you can, like, go and talk to a really sporty guy and like be their vibe, and then you can go and talk to a really feminine person, and then like
why is that literally me?
Which that's me too.
Yeah.
And it's like a blessing and a curse because in some scenarios, of course, that's amazing. You make people feel comfortable. You can totally go into their world, but also it's like, who are you? You know what I mean? Like you're trying to stay true to yourself.
Yeah,
and
it's like I don't get it because I'm hanging out with all these different people and like everyone seems to know their like little thing. But like I've always been in big friend groups where like we have like, you know, little sections because like each different friend group kind of brings in their own little like vibe. And you kind of like go to them when you want like some like certain kind of like, you know, we have people like
you hang out with me when you would watch Auburn basketball games.
Right.
Which is you're forced to watch them because they're on the TV at our house.
No, exactly. I'm obsessed with how obsessed with sports you are because I'm that way.
I'm like I'm good at Auburn football and like we went to all the basketball games with me and my family. But, like, I'm not as diehard as she is. And it's just so fun for her to be, like, running around the house being like, we got to fire all these coaches. Like,
And that is about football, not about the basketball. I love the basketball
Wait,
coaches.
Wait, next time that you go to a bar or something to watch a game, tell me. I'll go with you.
That is your ask. Oh, well, Cameo on Sunday.
Cameo. Yeah, I know. Just the Super Bowl.
Get ready for a break. Oh, yeah. Not the Super Bowl. I'm mainly concerned with the concerts. Like, I don't really.
Wait, who's performing?
Eminem, Snoop Dogg, I believe, and Mary J. Blige.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think it's like a
half-time
trio.
Is there someone performing at Cameo, though? Because sometimes they have like...
Oh, I don't know. We probably could do karaoke.
Oh, yeah.
If they want us
here,
to.
Here, we put it
before he cheats.
Yeah.
Again.
I think, I don't know. I just love... My favorite part about Super Bowl season is obviously not the football, but it is the series of watching back old Super Bowl performances and really getting in the mood.
What's your favorite one?
I really loved when Lady Gaga dove into the stage because that was just such a big moment.
She was so good.
Yeah, and she really is just such a performer. I love that. I love Beyoncé's.
I didn't like The Weeknd last year.
I hated that. It was so bad. I did like Katy Perry a lot when she rode in on that lion or the tiger.
Oh, yeah, that was sick.
J-Lo's was pretty good.
Yeah, that was good.
I agree. I'm excited for this one, though.
Yeah, me too. Because
it's like West Coast, like rappers
and
stuff.
Everyone's like together. Like, I feel like the Super Bowl's so big.
I like it when they have multiple people. Yeah, it's hard to like work a room that big when you're just one person. I feel like didn't Beyonce do one?
Yeah, hers was so incredible.
Oh, my God. I remember when she did Crazy in Love.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
I mean, she deserves the world. Like for that performance, like she brought the house down. It was so good.
House down boots.
House down boots, honey work. And I oop.
My favorite part about Super Bowl season is the athletes and the pigs in a blanket.
Yep. And
love
I enjoy the appetizer. We love doing appetizers
love
at our
food.
House.
Yeah.
Have you ever had hot Swiss and bacon dip?
What? No.
Is that the really good
it's
one you make
dip,
with the what?
Yep.
Yeah. Oh my god. We're bringing you some.
Okay, I love a dip. Oh, the best. Buffalo chicken dip.
Oh, wow.
Chef's kiss.
So
it is
good.
So good. Yeah. It makes me want to sob. It's so good.
So do you date, like, do you date at all in
LA?
Oh,
my God,
have you dated yet?
No. I've never been on a date in general, like, in my life. And I'm 26 now.
We've got to get you on a date.
I mean, that's what I'm trying to get on Riot.
Okay,
but I
don't
like dating apps because, like.
I agree.
It's just so.
And it's like, I'm such an in-person.
I'm loving the in-person experiences rather than I want to sound so stupid, but I would just love to meet like someone at a party or a bar who has like mutuals with me.
Yeah,
like,
I agree.
I don't like
I want to be set up.
Right. And I don't like texting anyway. I'm like, you know, I like literally prefer calling
or
and
a
I prefer voice notes. Yeah. Or FaceTime.
Me too.
Like, I don't like texting at all.
Trying to think of who I could set you up with.
Well,
I'll think about
send
it.
Send me a list.
And then you sent me up with someone.
Yeah. What's your type?
My type is athletic.
Okay.
Has to know more about sports than I do.
Okay.
Like, I'm like a sports girl.
Okay.
So, like, you are.
Through and through.
I'm like crazy psycho passionate about my job. So I want them to be like crazy psycho passionate about their job.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Successful at whatever they do.
Rich. Hot.
Yeah. Hot, rich.
Oh, yeah. I forgot to put that in the, like, my.
Rich.
Earlier. Yeah. Rich. Like, absolutely need you to, like. Handle that.
Okay,
make
we gotta
think
of somebody for you too.
I know.
Yeah, let me know if you think of anyone.
Honestly, just come out with us like one time and we'll just like start introducing you to the like
people that we don't even know. We'll just sit in our,
No, I love it.
Or
and
we could
I'll
set
start...
up a podcast booth and then just have them come up. We could do a
like
live
the kissing
dating
booth.
Yeah.
Yeah. I need to start going out with y'all and we can like I'll set you because I'm a great wing woman.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love that.
So I can set you up with some people.
Okay. And I can
It'll
hype you up like to the end of the world. Like
yeah.
I got you.
I wish I was single. I want to come on these.
I'm kidding.
More for us.
I'm kidding.
I love you, Matt.
Yeah. No, Matt's the best. I like a guy's guy. I feel like they're hard to find in LA.
Yeah.
Wait, do you have a hall pass with Matt? I really want to know that.
Yeah, it's Harry Styles.
Okay, oh, it
good.
Is?
Yeah.
Oh,
wait,
amazing.
Who's his hall pass for
who's
you?
Who's his? Yeah.
Lord?
Okay.
Oh, he loves Lord.
Or
he
Casey love Musgraves Lord. Now.
Yeah.
I told him he couldn't do Sydney Sweeney because that could actually happen. So
I love Casey Musgraves.
Yeah.
Me too. Okay. Those are good. Those are fair.
Yeah.
I feel like.
That's
you
Harry
know
Styles.
Styles.
Yeah.
But
I was just... trying to think. Harry Styles, yeah.
Harry Styles would be amazing.
Yeah.
If he walked in a room, I would simply faint.
Like Matt would be really excited for me.
No, I mean, and I would be screaming.
Yeah.
Also, like if he even tried to say anything, I'm like, uh-uh.
And then he says to me, but. I know that he'll never love you the way that I love you. And I'm like,
aww.
Oh, that's really sweet.
You're like, I don't believe that.
I don't believe that, Beth. I'm kidding.
I'm dead. Okay, well, we have a few little games.
Okay.
Love it.
On a play. First one is Smash or Pass.
Okay.
Have you guys seen the TikToks?
Smash. With the Disney Channel?
Smash. With the Disney.
Yeah.
The Disney character Smash
yes.
or Pass. Have you seen
them, I have a player.
No.
Okay, so basically, you know those filters that like pop up and it'll be like a Disney character, like who you look like or whatever. So people will do like smash and pass of that, and it's so hilarious because it'll
it's
be
so
like
good.
It'll be the guy from Monsters Inc.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And like smash.
Yeah.
Smash. Obviously.
Okay, so we're just gonna go through them. Obviously, tell me smash or pass. Okay, first one, Elastigirl.
Oh, wow.
Smash.
I feel
like
she's
smash.
A she's a babe.
She
yeah.
get
smash.
Freaky.
That hour class,
she would be.
She's like, whoa.
She's flexible.
Yeah.
She does not watch a video. I am trying to do yoga, essentially.
Okay.
That was yoga?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, she's a babe.
Yeah. Smash.
100%. Auto smash. Okay. Shrek.
Pass. Actually,
no,
wait,
hard.
maybe smash.
It could be a
good,
I mean,
like a cuddler.
Yeah,
imagine
he seems
that.
Like
he'd probably like treat you right.
Well, and you could
smash.
Go into his tree house, right? He lives in the tree.
Yeah, smash.
Oh wait, that'd be so. Yeah, smash.
Smash.
It'd be so cozy.
Yeah, green babies, ogre
yeah.
babies.
Kind of cute.
But would that mean you would turn into an ogre?
I don't think so.
I don't
think
so.
I don't think that's part
of
the requirement. I haven't looked over the terms
wait,
and conditions
how did Fiona...
though. Oh wait, shit. Yeah.
That's okay. That'd be kind of fun.
Yeah.
It'd be kind of a vibe.
I'd do it for the experience.
An era. Okay.
I'm going through my Shrek era.
I'm going through my Shrek era.
Yeah. Not flop.
I'm
Shrek.
Dead. Okay. Joe Burrow.
Smash. 100%.
Smash.
For sure.
Smash.
I mean,
smash.
Stud
smash.
On and off the field.
Yeah.
Stud.
We have loved him for quite
since
some time.
Since the LSU days.
Oh,
yeah.
The LSU days. Oh, my God. And
I mean,
he's had quite a glow up, I feel like, since then.
Yeah. He got veneers.
Oh, he did?
Yes.
I want to do that. I love
Rich.
That.
And you do not need veneers.
I just hate my teeth. That's like one of my
what?
Biggest insecurities. I hate them.
You have amazing teeth.
Oh God,
but it was really
you.
Shocking seeing the veneer transformation.
Yeah. Well, he's
I was like,
also
I never really
been
realized...
like stepping up his style game.
That's what I was going to say too.
Those
it's
little
so good.
Glasses, like
I
the 90s. Yeah. Oh my God. He's a babe.
I almost bought some, but then I remembered that I need to be a Rams fan this weekend.
Right. I know. He's also, like, cool. Yeah. And normal.
Wait, yeah. Is he playing in the game this weekend?
Yeah, he's the quarterback for the Bengals.
Okay, that makes and the Bengals are obviously playing in the Super Bowl.
The Bengals.
Yeah, I knew that. I love football.
I did one of those TikToks with Remy, and I was like showing her the NFL logos, and I was like, you have to tell me the city and like the name.
Oh, that is
And I
so
showed
good.
Her the Cincinnati Bengals, and she was like, the Balenciaga Bengals.
I need to have dinner with her.
Yeah, I know. It was amazing. Okay, Cinderella.
Smash.
I feel like she's the type of girl you, like, marry.
Yeah. I guess so.
Well, you can, like, I mean, surely, like, smashing, you could also marry her.
Yeah, smash and marry.
Yeah, of course.
Smash. These are all...
Oh, Tristan Thompson.
Oh, pass. Number Fourth one, because guy. He's, like, slandering me and my name, and he's ruining it. So it is so frustrating, because when you type in Tristan on Instagram or Google, he will always, like, triumph over there.
Yeah, you're never
and
on
he's
Google
always,
anymore.
Like, the literal top press story, so, like... Number one, change your name. And number two, stop doing stupid things.
Wait, you're so right.
Yeah, it's frustrating.
He also, like, the way he treats Chloe, actually.
But it's also that girl.
I know. She's got a... But then she has a kid with him.
So it's
like, it's hard. God.
He's, like, CEO of overpromising and underdelivering.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And, like, can you imagine, like, your baby daddy... having a kid with someone and like you not
and then,
knowing
like, lying about it
that
and then
would be
like
scary.
and you
finding out like from the press
I couldn't imagine that
awful okay
canceled
Jacob Elordi
smash.
Oh my god I almost I'm so sorry no I meant smash oh my god that's so scary smash 100%
I met him so Matt like knows him from like they've just known each other.
No, that's amazing.
And he introduced me to him at this party, I guess, a few months ago.
I could not go.
Whatever. It was really nice. I kind of introduced myself, and then I kind of was all over the place that night. But then about 2 hours later, Matt and I were leaving, and Jacob literally goes, bye, Patricia. It was so nice to meet you. And I was like...
I would uncontrollably sob if that ever happened to me.
I was like, that's so nice. You remember my name, and it's been
and
like 2 hours.
And he has an Australian accent,
yes.
Right?
Oh,
and
yes.
He is so tall.
Yes.
He is
smash.
Yeah. Smash. He's
I was so
amazing.
Sad I couldn't go to that one of those parties that he was at, and then I was getting so much FOMO because all my friends were like talking about like, oh yeah, we were talking to Jacob Elordi. I'm like, I'm sure you were,
yeah,
babe.
Yeah, we were casually
you
talking
guys
to
have
Jacob.
An awesome time. Take
awesome,
awesome shooters with your friends.
I'm dead.
So yeah, that was my biggest regret.
Okay, this was Tristan's request: buffets.
Oh my god, smash. 100%.
What's your favorite buffet?
I don't know.
I like mashed potato, the mashed potato bar.
You know what I love are like the Vegas ones.
That's literally what was in my head. We just went
like
to Vegas
Rio.
A few weeks
Have
ago.
Have you been the Vegas Rio one?
No, I don't think so. We went to the one at Caesars and it was life-changing.
They're like $70.
Yeah, they had like macaroons. Someone else paid for it for me. Thank you, Ryan, if you're watching this.
Shout out Ryan.
Literally stan you. he was... like, he took us to the buffet, and, like, they have all these different types of cuisines, and then they had, like, macaroon stations. Like,
no, it's, like, rich.
Yeah, it's, like, rich buffet. But, like, I'm also down for, like, a Little Caesars buffet. They
well,
have buffets,
I love the
right?
ones at Formal and College.
Like, the pizza ones.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
What are they called? I don't remember what it's called.
Pizza bar?
The formal.
Formal ones in college.
Okay.
Formal events, like date parties and stuff.
Chicken
fingers.
You know what
cheese?
I love? Like a southern one with the like mashed potatoes, the
chicken tenders.
Or the fried chicken and like slice
green
of pie.
Beans.
Yeah. Oh,
I mean,
with
wow.
The bacon.
Corn.
And I am so hungry right now. I'm about to
I know.
Pass out.
Should we go to a buffet after this?
Yes.
Yeah, buffet.
Or
where
Olive
would we
Garden.
Go in LA for a buffet?
I don't know. That's kind of concerning. I don't think they have them.
I don't think they have that. I guess it'd be like Erewhon.
Yeah.
Right.
Hot bar.
Yeah.
I really want to go to Olive Garden and do unlimited breadsticks and cold salad.
Yeah.
We went a couple months ago and it was like.
Their dressing
so nice.
On the salad. So,
so good.
Good. Italian. Okay. Julia Fox.
Pass.
I'm passing too.
I guess I'll pass. I'm not putting a face to the name at this point.
Kanye's
new.
Is it his name?
Oh, Kanye's new bae.
Yay.
Yeah, I guess I'll pass.
She has this,
that black eyeshadow that he did on her.
Yeah, it's
it
a lot.
Awful, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then Noah, I added him for you. Yes. I'm passing on Noah just because.
Guys.
I love Noah, but like, that's weird for me.
Yeah, I mean, it's weird for me. We're so close and like great friends.
Yeah.
Met him twice, okay?
And he follows you on Instagram now.
Yeah,
so.
And he did.
Did you freak out when he followed you?
Oh my God, I was in New Orleans and I was like, I was a little tipsy and I was like, you don't understand. This is insane.
Wait, what was it like when you met him in
okay,
real life?
So I was actually, it was really funny. We can get into this story. It was funny.
I've only met him through, like, I've had a a few Zoom meetings.
Right.
With him.
I love
but, like,
that.
I've never met him in real life. But he's so nice.
Yeah. I met him one time at a party. Well, you guys were out of town, but it was at David's house. And we were, like, I literally was just like, okay, fuck it. Like, I'm going to go up to him and say, hey.
And you're at David's?
Yeah. Okay. And I did. And I just, like, went up. And I was like, hey, I just want to say, like, I love you. Like, you're great. Like, you're amazing. Uh-huh. I think you're, like, spreading positivity. Like, whatever. And then we met again the other night, and he said he remembered me. And I was like, okay.
You're a very memorable guy.
I know, it was sweet. He did say I looked like James Corden to our friend Mike and his girlfriend Whitney. Yeah. So I was like, okay. Like, I mean, that's fine. At least I'm memorable to him. So, yeah.
And y'all took photos of the photo booth.
Oh, yeah. And I was like, are we not going to go do the photo booth together,
Wait,
Noah?
I love that you just, like, full send.
Again, yeah. I'm all
And he
all
was like,
soon.
Yeah, I'm down. He's so nice.
No, oh,
he
and then Olivia Jade bought him a cheeseburger. Might as well.
Bought you one?
Yeah.
How'd that happen?
So, also, that party was insane. It was roast of Bryce Hall, and it was just like, why was I there? Do not know. But via Patricia. But again, another place I don't belong that I'm just like,
that's not true. It's not true at all. You belong so much.
I need to have better confidence. But yeah, I was literally talking, and somehow I think Olivia was talking to like Zane and Todd, and I was like, oh yeah, like they walked away, and I was like, oh, okay, like I can meet Olivia Jade. I used to watch her YouTube videos. Yeah. Like
luxury Christmas haul.
I mean,
so good.
Insane. Just like get a peek into that like life.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, okay, this is my chance. I'm just gonna be cool. And I was like, oh my god, how are you, girl? Like, I'm Tristan, like I'm also friends with them. Like, great to meet you. And then we got to talking because there was no food at this event, uh-huh. and it was all open bar. So by this point I was very tipsy.
Okay.
And I'm like, I am unfortunately so tipsy.
Confidence is high.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
liquid courage.
Oh my god, I had so much liquid courage.
Were you with him?
She was right beside me.
I came up there like once the burger was coming. I was kind of all over the place.
Okay. You're
I'm like one of those that's all over.
Me too.
Yeah. I'm kind of just doing my own thing, I feel
right. She's like bebopping around. And I was like talking to everyone. I was like, unfortunately, like I heard the burgers were $35 USD. And like, I do not want to pay $35 USD for a burger.
USD.
Just to confirm. And Olivia was like, I'll buy you one. Like, and she's like, yeah, you're hungry. Like, you need one. And I was like, no, my God,
Wait,
no.
What an
and then,
angel.
Oh my God, angel on earth. And I was like, no, don't.
Nice.
Let's go to the bar and get one.
No, please don't.
But
please,
like, okay.
I could
you're
never.
Like, I'll take two.
We actually ended up getting three.
Shut up.
And fries. She was an angel. And
you tried to Venmo her for it.
I did try to Venmo her for it.
That's
and
so
she
nice.
Did not allow me to do so.
Probably because she didn't want to give him. Her number.
Or my number or like her Venmo. Like,
wait, that's so nice.
It was like truly one of the sweetest things. And it was like full circle. It was like this would only happen like if I had moved here. Like it's just the funny things that happen that come about from nowhere.
This is a game called Overrated versus Underrated.
Okay.
So
okay.
Just tell me what you think. We'll start with Bungalow.
Oh, I love it.
I think it's perfectly rated.
Yeah, I think so too. I don't think it's...
People understand that it's really crowded.
I think a lot of people...
A lot of people would say overrated,
it's like,
but
oh, it's only college people. But I'm like,
I don't think so.
It's right by the beach.
Like, I don't think it's overrated. I think it's also just so fun, and the type of people there are like fun and nice and normal.
Right, right.
I prefer it way more than like the weird like Hollywood vibe.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right.
I agree.
I think it's
vibes are great there.
Rated,
yeah. I will say it's like for a specific type of person though.
Yes.
It reminds me kind of like college, like
Darties. Yes.
Oh,
so I'm like, of course,
best
we love
energy
it.
Ever.
Yeah. The inside with all this like
every
productive...
Saturday in Santa Monica and Venice.
Exactly.
That's where you'll find us for the
where
next
else,
few months.
Where are your favorite spots to go out?
The Brig, Waterfront.
Like in St. Yeah.
And then like the Den.
If we're here, like the Den. Oh, Bar Lubitsch. We love that place.
Yeah. Wait, I haven't been there.
Love
it's fun.
So
we
fun. We'll take it.
More.
And there's a photo booth. We'll do that.
Oh my gosh. We did the
photo booth where me and Sally Dahl were making out.
Little Friend and I'm like.
Oh, Little Friend was fun.
Friend was fun.
So fun.
And then No Vacancy is also like one of my
no
favorites.
No Vacancy.
Have you been to Victorian?
Yes.
I love
Victorian.
I haven't been there forever.
Yeah. Okay.
Next.
Alfred.
Love.
We have an Alfred's at the end of our street.
Yeah.
So I feel like
the accessibility, I mean, it is annoying that you pay like $20 for a coffee and a burrito, but like the burritos are unmatched. I mean, there are some really good ones, but
I'm going overrated.
Really?
I can see that. I mean, I don't think it's, but I think just the fact that it's literally 5 seconds
like,
away from our house.
For the pedestal people put it on, I'm going, I still go there and I love it.
Right. No, but
and
I would
like,
agree. It's like
when people are in town, like I love meeting people there, but like, it's just it's so busy.
Like I'd rather
have
like a cup of coffee
like on the
at
same
Starbucks.
Level as In-N-Out.
Yeah. No, I would agree.
I do love In-N-Out, but it is overrated.
Yeah. Like,
they're very
the pedestal
good marketing.
People
yes.
put it on.
Yes.
Because, like, Alfred's adorable, and I would totally take, like, visitors there.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I go there because it's cute and trendy, but, like, I don't know. I'm not a crazy coffee person. I'm more of a matcha girly.
I tried her matcha and almost threw up the other day. It was so bad. Yeah, so you need to give me your recipe or what you get somewhere.
I get it at Alfred's, pretty good.
Okay, there's an Alfred Tea Room also really close.
Yeah. Tea Room. I like, that's underrated. Yeah. I think Alfred Tea Room.
Yeah, and it's really close to us too, so I don't know
if we should go there. And it's so cute. Yeah. The pink. Yeah. I love it. Okay, Texas Roadhouse.
Oh, love. The rolls are so good.
I'm going underrated.
Oh, yeah. I keep forgetting.
Do you not like it? Have you never been?
I've never been.
Oh, my God.
Shut up, Patricia.
Walk off the set.
How?
How? It's like a staple piece. Yeah.
Near you?
We have one in Auburn, I think, too.
I mean,
the rolls?
The rolls are what makes it great.
Okay, let me explain to you.
I've been to Longhorns.
Is that... Okay, it's kind of similar, but not as fun.
Yeah, I've never been. Okay. In Birmingham, where I live centrally, there aren't many, like, chain restaurants that close.
Okay. Imagine like a glazed donut, but in a roll version. And then they have this butter that's like cinnamon flavored.
It's magic.
It's so good. Okay. We have to go.
Then I'd say, okay. I don't have an answer, but I would love to go.
Yeah. Okay. Speaking of restaurants, Chili's.
100% underrated.
I would agree. Underrated.
Like, okay. And another really bad thing. The only Chili's I've ever been to is in the airport.
Which
also is a good... I just went in the airport like a couple days ago.
I don't know. I mean, my family has restaurants. So like I would always go to eat, like on Sundays, we would go to my grandfather's restaurant. And then like during the week we would go... I mean, there's like an Outback Steakhouse that I've been to a few times.
Okay.
I mean, this needs to be a whole entire... like I montage know. Of us taking like, Patricia to the places.
Yeah, we should do like a vlog or something going to like
trying
amazing
every single,
chain restaurants. Yeah, yeah, Applebee's. Chili's. Have you been to Applebee's?
I've had some drinks at Applebee's before.
Oh my God. Have you been to, what was that? Oh, you've been to Olive Garden, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, okay, we love Olive Garden.
The new Olive Garden is so
it
nice.
It is so beautiful.
Where? It's like kind of Miracle Mile area.
I don't even know where it is.
I want to go.
It's, yeah. Oh, well, yeah, we'll
take
go.
You.
It is like
we've got
so
a lot of plans
fancy.
We've made.
Okay. See, I would say, like, I'm a fan of Olive Garden, but I'd say that's overrated.
Oh, no.
And Chili's is underrated.
I think they're both underrated.
Okay. Yeah. What's your pitch on Olive Garden?
Olive Garden is fantastic. You get unlimited breadsticks and you
they
get...
They have games?
Yeah, they have games on the tablet. They are so fun. Their sodas are amazing.
I love their salad.
Their salad.
Unlimited salad. And then you can, like, customize your pastas. Like,
okay,
the
are
portions are
me.
Huge. Like,
you can take it to go. Meals for the next day.
You know where I love chain restaurant? Cheesecake Factory.
Oh my God, yes.
At the Grove.
I have been craving that.
We should go there.
We've got so many places to go, but let's go. No. Cheesecake Factory is top
yes.
of the list because those portions are to die for.
Yeah, the portions, unreal. And the menu is like a Bible.
Yeah.
It's literally thickness. Like, it's a little bit concerning,
and
honestly.
I would read that all day.
Yeah.
Okay.
The brown bread at the beginning.
The brown bread's
so
the best.
Good.
That's
so
elite.
Good. So nice and warm.
And it's like sweet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. TikTokers. Overrated, underrated, perfectly rated.
I think it depends on the TikToker.
Yeah, I think so too, because I think some are overrated, some are underrated.
That's so true.
Like
our best friends who do TikTok, like I think they're like underrated.
Because, I
would
agree.
The work that I mean, they're like genuine people, like
and they're like comedic geniuses.
Right.
Yeah,
yeah,
and like the same in person that they are online.
But a lot of like TikTokers unfortunately ruin it for the rest.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Like
yes.
they kind of have
they give
a, bad
it a bad rap.
Rap.
Yes,
I'd say fairly rated.
Yeah,
I mean,
agree.
I guess maybe a little bit more towards the overrated, but like
right because it. Like,
but then there's people like Brooke and Corny and Connor and like Sally Dar that I'm like they're so underrated.
Right.
Yeah, that's who I would classify in that.
Yeah.
And then the because like I want the. Biggest success for them.
For them.
Like, yeah, like yeah. I want them to be on like pedestals, like in movies and on billboards.
They will
right.
be.
But
yeah.
It's like...
And it's just like annoying to see some other people who are like, I don't know if you deserve this.
Yeah.
Like, not judging, but like.
Yeah.
You know.
I don't know. I guess like fairly rated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gas station snacks.
Underrated. I love gas station snacks.
Me too. Okay, what's your favorite? Give me your gas station snack.
I get dill pickle chips. I get the cheddar Chex Mix. I get sour gummy straws. I get peach rings. I get a Diet Coke. I get a Body Armor. I get a water.
Oh my God.
Should I stop?
Wait, no,
like
I love it. Keep going.
Good. Yeah. It needs to be like a ticker on the screen of like, I get this.
I get gas station blow pops.
Like, there are times that, like, I've been to the gas station and they ask if I'm going on a road trip, and I'm like, no.
I'm going home, babe.
No, you just go when you're like pumping gas. You go in.
Yes. Yeah.
She always brings snacks in for the Hawaiian chips that we, what are they called?
The Hawaiian onion rings type things.
Yeah. I don't know what they're called, but they're so good.
I love combos. The little pretzel things with the, in the middle. Mm-hmm. I feel like they have like the like hillbilly snacks, like gas stations, and I love it.
And I love Pringles, the sour cream and onion Pringles.
Love those.
So do I.
Cheez-It Snaps, Cheez-It Puffs. All right, I'll stop.
I love Cheez-It Puffs.
Or the Cheez-Its where it's like, they'll have like white cheddar and regular cheddar in like one bag. Yeah.
Cheddar Jack is also really good.
Love.
Yeah. I get Funyuns. I'm super like gross and disgusting, but I stand by Funyuns. They are my favorite chip in the entire
world. Tristan told me before he moved in if he was ever having a bad day to get him Funyuns and a Diet Coke.
Yeah, and she has done that
Diet Coke. Love Diet Coke.
Oh, yeah.
We've got to stop getting Diet Coke in the house. Yeah.
I recently introduced her to Coke Zero, which I don't think she's the biggest fan of, but she will drink
it. I don't love it. I don't love Coke.
I just needed a change from Diet Coke. I hate that I even said that, but like I needed a little change.
Really?
Yeah. I was just feeling like funky. Well, Sally Dar drinks Coke Zero, and that's why I started drinking.
Oh, okay.
Because like I would like either like see her, like I'd ask her to bring me a Coke Zero.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Euphoria.
I think this season is a little overrated, but this past episode was really good.
Oh, it was like intense.
I think perfectly rated again.
Yeah.
Tristan didn't watch the first season, and now he's like full invested. Yeah.
No,
I'm like, you need to watch the first season.
I just went into the second.
Wait, you have to watch the first season.
I'm working on it. Okay, guys, I'm trying.
Thank you.
But I can't do that much euphoria. It's so much to intake at one time.
Yeah. So he's going to watch the second season and then go back and watch first season.
Yeah, I'm all caught up on the second season. Now I'm like starting the first season.
Okay, thank God.
Because my knowledge of Euphoria was like from Twitter. Like I didn't even, so I had a little piece of like what people were talking about.
Yeah.
But like, I just
but you gotta actually watch it to really.
I know.
Really
I need the stories.
I'm like obsessed.
I love it. I love it.
It's insane.
I love it.
I love it too. Okay, Kanye West.
Overrated.
I think overrated too. What about Erwan?
I actually have never been.
What?
I see it all over TikTok.
Oh my God, I'm obsessed.
I mean, I think I'm gonna say overrated because I can't really, I don't go in there enough. But it's not overrated at all. I think it's incredible.
No, I'm gonna say perfectly rated.
Yeah, because it just.
It is.
I wish I could go in there every week and get my groceries.
Oh, it's
but that
so
just financially is not responsible.
Financially not working.
I think it's like not even the groceries for me. It's like the lunch items.
Oh my
gosh.
Their mac
also
and cheese.
Also, their breakfast looks really good.
Oh my gosh.
So good.
But they have really good soups there too.
Yeah. And they're like salads and stuff. I don't
know. Guys, I'm so hungry. We have to stop.
Yeah, we have to stop. Okay. And last one, Nordstrom.
Underrated. I think
rate it. Like, I feel like people know the value of Nordstrom.
I think a lot of, like, these, like, mommy bloggers have made it overrated.
Ooh. Yeah.
And, like, have done, you know, like, their Nordstrom, like, anniversary sales.
Fork those mommy bloggers.
I mean, the mommies.
But I feel like a lot of it came down and it got to a point where everyone stopped going to Nordstrom.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say Nordstrom, overrated. Nordstrom Rack, underrated.
Oh,
I like that.
Yes.
I love
that's perfect.
Nordstrom Rack.
No, me too.
It is good.
I'm a hoe for Nordstrom Rack.
I need to shop more. Like, she's helped me, like, kind of.
What? I feel like you have great style.
I don't. It's just, like, a random collection. Like, this shirt is from Target. This I had to get from H&M.
It's cute.
Because I needed a button down. Well, I went to New Orleans, and it was freezing, so I had to get something to cover up.
Oh, my God. I love it. Well, guys, it has been an honor having you on.
Well, thanks for letting us come on.
So I feel like we could talk for hours.
I know. Literally.
I know.
Where can everyone find you? Shout out your Instagrams, whatever.
Patricia E. Flack on Instagram and TikTok.
Woohoo! Yeah,
that's FLACH. Right. I'm
F as in Frank.
Right. I'm Tristan _ Watson on Instagram, TRISTAN, not to be confused with Tristan Thompson. And then Trist Talks on TikTok.
Trist Talks.
I'm working on the content game on there.
It's amazing. Yeah, go check them out. If you're hot and single, slide into Tristan's DMs. And pray for his Raya journey.
Yeah. Pray for me. We'll be back with an update. Hopefully.
Exactly. Yeah. And thank you
we
so
just
much.
Invited ourselves back.
No,
thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks so
this
much for
so
coming
fun.
On. Be sure to rate, review, subscribe, do all the things, and make someone's day this week. Peace.
Bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.